of course, some really exciting news. You have been a nominated top five finalist for Small Business BC Awards Best Youth Entrepreneur. How are you feeling?
I am very excited for this nomination. It's caught us completely off guard, and we're looking forward to going down to the gala next month.
When did you find out you were a top five finalist?
I found out on Monday morning. So we had just gotten back from vacation, and I was just getting back to work, making soap, and got the phone call right in the middle of my work. So it was really exciting.
And I had asked you earlier there, do you know who nominated you?
I do not know who nominated me. No. Oh. But whoever did, we want to say thank you, because it's really pushed us to see ourselves through others' eyes and to, you know, somebody obviously had the faith in us to nominate, or the faith in me to nominate my business. So now I'm going to put that faith back into myself and see where we can go.
And, of course, the awards itself, February 21st. And who's all going to go with you?
So my husband and I will be going down. So we're hoping to make a little vacation of it and go down for a few days. I'm really excited to go because you get to do a lot of networking with other small businesses in BC. So there'll be lots of good information and good connections to make, and just learn a lot about the small business in BC, the small business of small businesses.
And I see a final step in the judging process. All finalists have to pitch their business to a panel of business experts. How are you feeling about that?
Well, I'm a little bit nervous about it just because the business end isn't my strong suit. I much prefer the creative end, but I'm confident that I will do a great pitch. We have a great idea, and we have a lot of passion about our business, and we have a great team of friends and resources around us to help give the best pitch possible.
Great. And just about your business, when did you start this?
So I started Sweet Livations about 3 years ago. I've always been someone who does everything herself. And then once we moved to the Caribou, I was a stay-at-home mom, and I just got really passionate about the environment that we lived in and how rural it was and how everybody in the Caribou, they just really love everything about the region and the land and the flora and the fauna. So that just kind of inspired me to make some of my own products. I've always made them for myself anyway. But it also inspired me to make things that we can't always access here in the Caribou either, like just simple, clean, and affordable products.
Okay, and it looks like it's bath products?
Yeah, so it's bath and skincare products. We make everything from fun, beautiful bath bombs for kids to no-waste solid shampoo and conditioner.
Oh, wow. Okay. And is it all online, or do you have a shop front?
So I don't have a shop front. We do have stores everywhere from Williams Lake to 70 Miles that we stock, that we have consignment at. I do have an online store, and I usually frequent as many local markets as I can get into.
Okay. And just since you started this business up until now, have you seen it grown?
Yeah, so we've experienced a huge amount of growth. I started this business with $30 and just enjoying myself doing, you know, the farmers markets whenever I could just to get out of the house. And we have grown substantially. Last year, we were actually the winner of the South Caribou Best Home-Based Business. And then already this year, we're up for another award for BC's Best Youth Entrepreneur. So already just in that alone, we've grown substantially.
How many staff do you have?
Me and my husband.
Okay.
But mostly me.
Okay. And just how do you divide your day up then, making products?
Well, it's the biggest challenge that we face, I think. This was my business. I was a stay-at-home mom, and I worked casually at the hospital. But this was how I brought in a little bit of spending money. Now, with the mill closures, of course, my husband worked at Norbord, and now he was laid off. I went back to work full-time, and now he is a stay-at-home dad. So I've had to train him on how to do some of the production for the business. So now what our day looks like is on my days off, I will get up at 5 and I will start working on labels or going through online orders. And then basically our day is about production and labeling. So we will work, I will usually put in 12-hour days at home on my days off from work. And then when I'm not pulling double shifts at the hospital, I usually work when I come home from about 3 till 8, kind of my limit.
Okay. It sounds like you don't ever have a day off.
Not at the moment, no. One day, but not right now.
And just being a small business owner, what do you love most?
I think what I love most about it is that it allows me a chance to be at home with my family. I'm setting a great example for my kids. They've already started their own little business. In the summer, they created a business called Fruitzilla, where they sold snow cones at the farmer's market. And they had a lot of fun learning about money management and stuff. And so it's really nice to kind of be a good influence and show them that, you know, if you just have a little hard work and a bit of know-how, that you really can make something. I love having a small business, specifically here in the Caribou, because I can connect with so many people. That is probably my favorite thing. By doing markets and connecting with my customers one-on-one, I can offer them solutions if it fits their needs. I can talk to them about why my products are good or what they're looking for in a product. And I just really love that level of communication I have with our customers, or my customers, I should say.